Identity, our true identity. Knowing that deep down true self is vital for us to understand and recognize so we can know our role in life and ultimately know God. Theorist Eric Erickson coined the phrase identity crisis and believed that it is one of the most important conflicts people face in their development. Anyone that's raised a teenager knows what I'm talking about. Sometimes we try to express who we are by what kind of truck or car we drive or how we dress. Sometimes we try to give a perception that doesn't represent our true identity, but who we want to be or who we want others to think we are. Sometimes we judge others by what we see on the outside and not on the inside. We call that judging the book by its cover. And this leads us to mistaken identity. It was many years ago, the bishop asked me if I wouldn't mind being assigned at St. Joseph in Killeen because they needed a deacon. The first day I was called to do a funeral without mass. It was the pastor's day off, and they didn't have an associate pastor yet. I remember walking up the front steps thinking, I've never met this pastor or been in this church. And there was a man lying down next to some rose bushes, reaching underneath, pulling weeds. He had this Hawaiian shirt on and real funky-looking shorts, and he was all sweaty. I assumed he was a gardener. He stopped me and asked me, what was I doing there with this alb? I told him I was there to do a funeral. He started grilling me about my homily and what to do at a funeral. After a while, I got impatient and told him I was going to be late. And then I asked him, why are you asking me all these questions? He said, I'm Father Adam Martinez, the pastor. It wasn't a good first day. With these thoughts in mind, we approach today's gospel passage. A boyhood story. A story of a loving family. A story of the true identity of Jesus. Now, with a little background, at that time, a Jewish boy became accountable for their actions at age 12. That is, a 12-year-old boy would have to follow Jesus' law. So at age 12, Jesus and his parents went to celebrate the Passover. After the Passover, Jesus' parents, Mary and Joseph, journeyed back home, and Jesus decided to stay in Jerusalem. It wasn't like Home Alone, where the boy got separated from his parents at the airport. Jesus being separated from his parents wasn't through negligence. In those days, the women and men traveled separately in different caravans. The women started out earlier than the men because they traveled slower. And the men started later and caught up to the women in their caravan that evening. Mary must have thought Jesus was with Joseph, and Joseph must have thought Jesus was with Mary. Can you imagine how they felt? The loss, the fear, the anxiety of not knowing where their 12-year-old was. I can just imagine Mary and Joseph, these loving parents, and not knowing where their child was. So they traveled back to Jerusalem to search for him, and they found him in the temple. And his mother says, your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety. And this is the most awesome part of this scripture. Jesus says, did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? At that moment, Jesus delicately and lovingly, yet deliberately picks up the loving name Father. He is given to Joseph for 12 years, and he gives that name to God the Father. This is the earliest time in the gospel. Jesus himself reveals his true identity and acknowledges he knows his true identity. And this is the key to having a holy family for us today. It marks the identity of a true holy family, acknowledging the God of love is our loving Father. I think sometimes we say it. We say it so many times at Mass, with rosaries. We rattle off the Our Father. But what do those two words really mean to me personally? Our Father. I have this close friend whose father died when she was very young. She struggled with it for many years. She had very few pictures with him. She couldn't remember much about him because she was so young when he died. She was somewhere in her late 20s. When in prayer, she came to a realization. She realized she does have a father. God is her father. In that very moment, she had peace. It was comforting for her. St. John Paul II taught us that human beings are made through love and for love. Since God is love, God the Father and his unconditional love should be the heart of marriages and the heart of the family. In our bodies, the heart pumps blood throughout the body, bringing oxygen and nutrients it needs. With a weak heart, life is short-lived. And same goes for our families. In that second reading from St. Paul, we see an emphasis on forgiveness. Forgiveness in a holy family is essential. Damage and pain and resentment that happens sometimes in family life always seems to come back to the idea the only way out of negative experiences is forgiveness. When we hold grudges, when we wallow in the thoughts of being a victim, or in bad experiences in family life, we'll never get to that place of fullness, be it hurtful words or negative behavior, or Uncle John knows exactly what bush buttons to push. We must be forgiving. St. Paul gives us this beautiful image of holiness. He lists the qualities of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And notice all these qualities are not for the person who possesses them. These are virtues that benefit others. Paul gives us this image of clothing ourselves with these virtues one by one, no different as if we get dressed every morning, placing each piece of clothing on ourselves and holding them all together as with a belt or cincture, securely fastening them to us. Use love, that bond of perfection. And sometimes this takes a sacrificial love. But brothers and sisters, this sacrificial love is authentic love. As we continue this Christmas season to Epiphany, let us ask God to help us on our journey as a holy family by placing him at the heart of our family and practicing forgiveness. And is this way of life going to be easy? No. Are we going to make mistakes? Yes. But as with God, we can always begin again. The key is we need to begin.